Kenyi Elisa, a traditional chief in Yei, says the border drivers were taking their passengers to a market in Umbasi village when gunmen attacked them. He says the motorcycle operators were abducted in Otogo Payam's Morsak area Tuesday morning. Elisa says the attackers later released the passengers, all of whom were women. He says the abductors burned the motorbikes to ashes.
It has scared movement of people, so people are unable to move to access this rural market. We have markets like Umbasi Market, we have Mitika Market, then we have a Gindani Market. And then when things are happening like this, people fear to go to this market. And then again, it affects the economy. Currently in Yei River County, in Yei Town, there's a higher prices increase that's related to these issues.
Elisa says Yei residents were beginning to enjoy relative peace, but such acts jeopardize everything. No group has claimed responsibility for the abductions. Elisa is calling on militias and rebel groups to observe the Rome Declaration and the 2018 peace agreement so that the people of Yei can live in peace.
When things are happening like this, we are the vulnerable people, we are the people suffering because we don't have anything that we can protect ourselves with. The Universalizer Agreement on the resolution of conflict is also a binding tool that is helping us to see into it that there is a peace in South Sudan. But when these things are happening, we, the civilians, like we, the community leaders, we are very surrounded, even we don't know what to do.
Yei River County Commissioner Agre Cyrus Kanyikwa says the government is working round the clock to boost security along roads in Yei to safeguard travelers.
Our efforts are to intensify patrol and to increase presence of the SSPDF along the roads and in the town so that we prevent such activities to happen. I'm sure that from today we are intensifying efforts to prevent them, not to cause any harm on civilians.
Kanyikwa says tracking down insurgents is not easy because they do not have a specific base.
Insurgents like the National Salvation Front, who do not have bases, but they are just mobile force that moves across at any time. Mostly they move in the evenings and in the mornings, they move in the night, and they have their bases along Congo border. It's very difficult. Of course, one of their targets is to prevent citizens or civilians to access markets and to access humanitarian services.
Last week, unknown gunmen burned humanitarian vehicles that were in a convoy belonging to Doctors Without Borders. An unknown number of civilians were abducted. Commissioner Kanyikwa says the abductors later released some of the civilians. The National Salvation Front, or NAS, has not issued any press statements to claim or deny responsibility for a recent wave of civilian kidnappings that have occurred in and around Yei. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.